Once upon a time, there were some naughty little children. They liked to stick their tongues out at people. They stuck their tongues out at everyone. They would do this, they did it to old ladies, old men, grandmas and grandpas, moms and dads. They did it to little kids, to the babies, to the puppies, to the kittens. They did it to birds. They did it to the librarians and the teachers and the police, even the fire department. They did that to everyone, and everyone in the town said, oh, those naughty little kids always sticking out their tongues. One day they were standing on the curb and they saw an old lady crossing the street. They smiled at her and waited for her to get to their side. She slowly moved across. The children smiled. And as soon as the old lady was right in front of them, they did this. The old lady reached out her hands and snap, 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 grabbed their tongues. The children looked at her hands with their tongues writhing inside. She put them in her purse. She turned around and she walked away. Do you know what those children said? Nothing. They didn't have their tongues. The old lady went back to her house and she went to her big cauldron and she put them in her pot and cast a spell. She turned those tongues into animals. She turned one tongue into a chicken. She turned one tongue into a goldfish. She turned one tongue into a frog and one tongue into a spider. Well, those tongues started talking. The spider said, I hate being my kid's tongue. He's always chewing on me, not eating carefully. I have teeth marks everywhere. The goldfish said, I don't like being my kid's tongue. She's eating ice cream all the time and I'm always cold. The other tongue said, I hate being my kid's tongue. He's eating his soup too hot and I get burned. My kid eats his pizza too hot and I get burned. They decided they would never be tongues again. They ran away as far as they could. And the witch thought that was great. Now the kids went home and mom was busy. She was looking at her phone and doing work. And she said, oh, do you guys want pizza tonight? And the kids nodded yes, but she didn't see them. They couldn't say anything. She says, oh, okay, we'll have leftover cabbage soup. And that's what they ate. Is everyone done? The kids couldn't say anything. So they got more cabbage soup. And when it was time for dessert, they couldn't say they wanted it. And they didn't get dessert. They were very upset. In the morning, they had a meeting, but they had nothing to say because they didn't have their tongues. But they all decided they would go to the witch's house. Everyone knew where the witch lived. And she was waiting for them at the gate. She said, oh, those little children that stick out their tongues. I want all your toys, all your candy. Now, Halloween had just come, so they had lots of candy that they did not want to part with, but they knew they needed their tongues. So they went home, loaded their wagons with candy and toys, and brought it to the witch. The witch looked it over and thought that that was probably the right amount and put it in her garage. Then she gave them each a crystal ball. Inside the crystal ball, they could see their tongues. She said, to break the spell, find your tongue and hold it in your mouth for 5 seconds. Well, the first little kid, his tongue was the spider. He went out and found that spider. The spider had just caught a fly. It was doing very well as a new spider, and that fly, it ate it. That was gross, but the little kid didn't know what to do. The spider looked at her, moved its fangs. She took a stick, spooled up all the web with the spider on top of it, and she ate it like a lollipop. She could feel the spider crawling around in her mouth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, blah! And on her tongue was all the spider webs, and she tried to get it off, and she ran home and brushed her tongue. And the next kid, her tongue was a goldfish. She went and saw through the crystal ball that an old lady had taken it out of a pond. The old lady had taken it out of a pond and put it in a goldfish bowl inside her house. The little girl knocked on the door and tried to explain, but she couldn't say anything because she didn't have her tongue. The old lady thought she was trying to sell vacuum cleaners and closed the door in her face. The little girl knew that she was going to have to sneak her tongue back. She crawled in through the window and went up to the fishbowl. She reached inside and tried to grab the fish, but the fish was moving around really fast. She couldn't get it. It was splashing everywhere. She saw this little girl with her hand in the goldfish bowl. She said, who's trying to steal my goldfish? She started hitting the girl with a broom. The girl didn't know what to do. She ran up the stairs. The old lady chased her. She ran back down the stairs. The old lady chased her again. She saw the goldfish bowl. She knew she'd only have one chance. She grabbed it and drank the goldfish water. The only way she could be sure to get it. That goldfish water did not taste good. She held it in her mouth. She felt the goldfish moving around in her cheeks. She held it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wah! She spit out the extra water. She had goldfish gills all over her tongue. She ran home with the old lady still chasing her and brushed her tongue with all kinds of toothpaste. But she had her tongue back. Now, the frog had gone into a pond. It wasn't much different. The little boy snuck up behind it in the swamp. The frog looked at him from the lily pad, and every time the boy got close, he went farther into the pond. It was cold water. It was November, and the boy was shivering. Finally, the frog went underwater, and the boy went underwater too. He grabbed a handful of mud and had the frog inside of it. He didn't know what to do. He was afraid it would slip out, so he just stuffed the whole thing in his mouth and held it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Blah! His mouth was full of mud and frog slime. He ran back, brushed his tongue out. It still tasted bad, but at least he had his tongue back. Now the very last kid had a chicken. Chickens are big. He saw it on a farm in his crystal ball. He went to the chicken farm. He saw the chicken scratching around in the manure, eating worms, running around. If you've ever tried to catch a chicken by running, it's very hard. But eventually he cornered it, and the chicken had no intention of being caught. The chicken pecked at his feet, and the boy grabbed him by the neck and got scratched. And then he grabbed the feet, and the chicken started pecking him in the head. He put the chicken in his mouth and crammed it in as much as he could. The chicken's head popped out and started pecking him in the eye. He pushed it back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Blah! It was terrible tasting, and he had feathers all over the inside of his mouth. He had to go, and his friends helped him pick up the feathers with tweezers all night long. And finally, they all had their tongues back, and their mouths were clean. And they never, ever, ever stuck their tongues out at an old lady ever again.